A Kelowna woman needed medical treatment after being attacked by a deer in front of her home on High Point Drive. Mike Leggio tells Castanet the attack took place in the late morning of October 3, 2022, in the front yard. The deer came at her from behind and it just knocked her down, on her knee, and then her head hit the pavement and she hit her chin. She's got a big bruise on her chin and her knees are all swollen. We had to go to emergency and get x-rays, says Leggio. The attack wasn't the first in the area. Leggio says they live near the trailhead for Glenmore Ridge Trail, and 3 weeks ago a hiker was attacked by a deer in the same area. He actually got gored by the antlers and she ran out to help him. He said he actually got punctured in his testicle. Leggio says he's not sure if it's the same deer, but he says it didn't look right. It doesn't look normal. It looks like it's been wounded and it's pretty scraggly on the back end. One of its legs looks like it has like an open wound on it, Leggio says. The incident was reported to the BC Conservation Officer Service and they interviewed both Leggio and his wife, but he hasn't heard anything since the incident. Deer attacks on humans aren't common, but they have been known to happen during rutting season in the fall, when deer feel threatened or backed into a corner, or when they are protecting their young. According to the BC government website, in some cities and towns, increasing deer numbers have become a safety concern. Aggressive deer have attacked people and pets, and vehicle accidents involving deer in urban areas are on the rise. Deer also attract potentially dangerous predators, like cougars. This is the second deer attack this week. Maureen Harbour's 16-year-old dog was attacked by a deer in her yard on Stockwell Avenue, not far from downtown Kelowna.